bucks in the club looking so conspicuous and riled. These women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suits. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now? When my pinkies valued over 300,000. Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris filled cups like double D. Me and Ursh once more when we leaves them dead. We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed that say, Usher got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Did you capture it or just let it slip?
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. His whole back's at these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't pass.
You better
lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. Chance to blow, this opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
His soul's escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to post-mortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these losses all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father, he goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These losses don't want him no more, he's co-product. They moved on to the next mo who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. And so the soap opera is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. Da-da-dum, da-dum, da-da-dum. Lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
No more games, I'ma change what you call rage. Tear this motherfucking roof off like two dogs caged. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these guys damn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the tartar caught between being a
out here to the state. And you seen the thought, doing that for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. Black card, party in the backyard. Shawty got the black bra showing. Tatted up. No problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. Shout it thick, thicker than a snicker. Every time she do it, it's for me and my
nigga.
And a friend do it with her. She don't even like girls, but a stack and make her kiss her.
Go and kiss her.
She don't even like girls, but a stack and make her kiss her.
Go and kiss her.
Go and kiss her. She keeps looking around, I'ma launch dismissal.
Go and kiss her.
She make us rock, then jiggle. Put on the shorty
in,
bring that dough in. Booty bigger than a
Samoan.
I'm in the stage every time, shout it, go in.
Shout it, go in.
Booty hit the floating.
Slow motion.
I'm so gone on Patron. I don't know how I'm getting home later on. Like, I ain't even not.
Ain't not.
Take the car here to the state. And you seen the
thought.
Doing that for days.
Booty going up.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing.
And you know it. Look at how she throw it. If it get any bigger, baby girl gon' have to tow it. Sitting on the mems like Floyd. But she lied to you if she said I paid for it. 99 broads. Panoramic view from the 99th floor. I'm like, my lord, when she down on all fours. Got a hood, she ain't scared to take a charge. Lying, buying a car, you don't know what you saw. She adjusting the bras, I'm lighting up a cigar. They was riding me off, now I arrive like a star. I just sit back and laugh at the irony of it all. Watch it, throw up ground of soap on that soap. And we like, boy, why you cuffing that? The whole thing's smooth, and you ain't even know it.
Yeah. I ain't even know it,
ain't not.
Take the car here to the state. Then you seen the
thought,
doing that for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing.
Just mop it. Show these gangsters how you pop lock it. Don't care what you got in your pocket. I beat the way that you rockin' with that bang bang. Girl, stop it. When I just bang bang and pop it, while the club crowd are just watching. Work it out. Got a gang of cash and it's going all on the ball.
Now work it out.
And it's going fast cause I feel like a superstar.
Now work it out.
And you may not have it, I might have just broke the law.
Now work it out.
It's your turn to grab it and I make this whole thing yours.
Now work it out.
Said a hustler's work is never through. We making it cause we making moves. The only thing we know how to do. Said it's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job.
Ew.
fitness on looking buff, and all my people with my trust. Holding down for my city, if they're asking you, I'm not guilty. Only thing that I'm guilty of is making you rock with me, work it out. Got a gang of cash and it's going all on the ball.
Now work it out.
And it's going fast cause I feel like a superstar.
Now work it out.
And you may not have it, I might have just broke the law.
Now work it out.
It's your turn to grab it and I make this whole thing yours.
Now work it out.
Said it's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job.
From Cupid on a shooting spree, feeling stupid cause I know it ain't no you and me. But when you're trying to beat the odds up and trying to keep your nods up, and you know that you should know and let it go, but the fear of the unknown hone another lover's phone sends you back into the zone with no Tom Hanks to bring you home. A lover, not a fighter, on the front line with a poem, trying to write yourself a rifle, maybe sharpen up a song to fight the tanks and drones of you being alone.
I wish I never looked, I wish I never touched, I wish that I could stop loving you so much. Cause I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together,
yeah.
When all of the signs say that I should forget her. I wish you were the best I ever had,
yeah.
I wish that the good outweighed the bad, cause
yeah.
It'll never be over, until you tell me it's over.
Until you tell me
these
it's over. But you said it,
and I hope you never come back.
It shouldn't have happened, but you let it. Now you're down on the ground screaming medic. The only thing that comes is the post-traumatic stresses. Shields, body armors, and vests don't properly work. That's why you're in a locker full of hurt. The enemy within and all the fires from your friends. The best medicines to probably just let it win.
I wish I could feel, I wish I could love. I wish that I could stop cause it hurts so much.
So much.
And I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together.
Yeah.
When all of the signs say that I should forget her.
Yeah.
I wish you were the best I ever had.
Hey.
I wish that the good outweighed the bad. Cause it'll never be over.
Can never be over.
In the world of so many, baby girl, you are that one. I deserve that. I deserve you.
You the boss,
a born stunner. I can blow money, zip it when I'm shopping. That ain't no money. I got my jeans sagging, money stuffed in them. I got 40 whips, way too much in them. I need me a queen, I need me a dime.
All right, how y'all doing today? This is Live Talk, the radio show coming from Hawk, the Hawk station. Your host, Ira Bush. Just want y'all to know, thank y'all for listening. This is my first official show for Live Talk. And basically what Live means is light over darkness. That's something I just went, when a lot of people were, you know, doing slogans for voting and stuff, I was just sitting around thinking about like something creative, and you know, I also like write a little bit, so I was like light over darkness. I just feel like positivity outranks negativity, so I just like light over dark. So light over darkness is why I called it Live Talk, the radio show, and all on the things we're going to be discussing. Shout out to, you know, the host that I was with for around the world. I'll probably be chiming in with them sometimes if they invite me, but I'm going to be having my own show this semester. So thank y'all for listening. This will be, like I said, this is the first official show. We're going to be discussing sports, fitness, politics, movies, TVs, actors. Like, you know, I'm just going to go into a wide variety of things that's going on in the world and that's going on in entertainment, and, you know, try to dive in like fashion as well, and just like traveling as well. So, you know, I'm gonna try to get a lot of stories on what's going on outside of, you know, the United States, and, you know, make people aware of everything that's going on around them. So hopefully I get some good stories in this semester and this, you know, this year period. This is something big, so appreciate y'all listening. Just gonna take a quick break. We're gonna go right into the first song that we're gonna be listening to. It's gonna be J. Cole, Love Yours. I'm a big J. Cole fan, so y'all know I'm going to be playing him all the time. So y'all stay tuned, listen.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting know that he alive. Fake. Mad snakes in the grass, let a know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty, goes for all y'all.
It's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty, beauty.
Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to some money down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I be goddamn if a don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Cause all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind. Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next, I ask for strength from the Lord up above. Cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good. And touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my out there living in debt, cashing minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean, it's sincerely. And as in who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but feel me. Long as the people in that love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a it's better out there on the tours, but you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
There's such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
There's such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
There's such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, let a know that he alive. Fake mad snakes, snakes in the grass, let a know that he arrived.
All right, and we back, and like I said, big J. Cole fan. I'm going to be listening to him all the time, but you know I'm big hip-hop. It's going to be some artists that y'all might never heard of or y'all never listened to. I'm going to be putting their music, but I'm going to try to keep some old school today and, you know, keep it cool and fresh for y'all, but definitely heavy hip-hop, probably a little pop here and there. I might go like a little old 90s pop. I was born in that range, so I'm going to be listening to some cool stuff. And going right into, you know, what's big, what's coming up, we're going to talk a little sports. Just give y'all a little background. I've been coaching sports for a long time. I played ball my whole life since I was 7, football. I always was at the park playing basketball. I'm like a what'd you say? I'm not like, look, I ain't the greatest basketball player ever on the basketball court. It's a blacktop, but I'm pretty decent. And I still love to play. I still love the game. I still like to watch when I have time. So I'm definitely going to be talking heavy basketball. And for that, we're going to go right into my Super Bowl. You know, my teams that I wanted to make the Super Bowl, which was the Lions and Well, the Bucks is my favorite team. That's my home team, but that's where I was born and raised. I grew up a Bucks fan, but the teams that I predicted to win, and I'm a fan of the quarterbacks, was the Ravens, and I was a big fan of the Lions, what they had going on. I thought they was going to make it all the way. I thought they had a good run game, good defense, good coaching, but they didn't make it all the way. So the teams that's in, it's the Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs, which was – you couldn't, those are the teams that were right underneath them to make the championship for me. So I wasn't too far off. I just, you know, sometimes your predictions is what you want, and then what really happened is what really happened. And I really think, okay, when it comes to individual, Patrick Mahomes has a complete package. He's a leader, he's a winner. I'm a big Andy Reid fan. I think they have the best, the most explosive offense. Far as if they were to stay healthy, they got healthy at the end. They got some weapons back before, right after the right when the playoffs started. And I think they're very explosive. I think it's gonna be tough for the Eagles to defend them. The Eagles secondary is pretty good. They got a couple nice pieces back there, but they're not as good as the Chiefs defensive back. So I think if they went to a shootout, or you know, if they get in that. If they get in a game where they passing the ball, I think the Chiefs are at an advantage. If they be in a game where it's old school, two tight ends, H-back, a lot of heavy motion, the Eagles got to do some, be very physical with the Chiefs. I think that's how they're going to win the game. I think Jalen Hurts got to be a very key person in just making sure the ball get ran 30 plus times again. And they got to really when I say be physical up front, they have to set the tone to even have a chance to control the tempo of the game. So they don't want to get in the shootout with the Chiefs. They can. They have the weapons. They have A.J. Brown. They have Smith. And them guys are very explosive. Not dissing them, but like I said, speed. Well, you, everybody knows what about speed and getting your coach and being able to put you in position to be out in space and just having that the fast touchdowns and them explosive plays. And I think they cannot let Andy Reid out coach you. Like whoever the coach for the Eagles, he can't let Andy Reid out coach him. And he just got to be, it'll be on him mostly because it's a pretty even match when it comes to comparing the type of players and athletes they have on each side. I'm a big fan of the front seven for the Eagles, and that's the way it goes. The Eagles have a better front seven, but the back end, there's six or seven defensive backs for the Chiefs. They're just a hat, but they high-level hats, and they all 6 foot one and 6 foot three, 200 to pounds, and they all look like they run 4.3, 4.4, and they all interchangeable. So that's what it looked like to me on film. It's going to be a very fun game. And I'm excited to watch. Right quick for that's my quick take. I got the Eagles winning because I like to play old school football. But like I said, anybody can win this game. Like I'm a big when it comes to coaching and who I aspire to even not emulate, but kind of like see how somebody wins games. I like the way Andy Reid is as a coach. So. That's if I look at and search how I wanted to be as a coach and win, that's the guy that I will say is high level. So he never knows. So it's gonna be fun. Going right into that's it for me for football. Going right into, you know, it's gonna be a lot of notes and facts about just stat and stats about, you know, whatever I'm talking about with sports. I'm not gonna come unprepared. I'm just gonna give y'all quick. I'm gonna talk a little basketball. I could say I pay attention. And it's like so many, like, it's analytical stuff. And, you know, everybody got a fantasy team and you could, you know, play for a penny or 10 cents and have fun with it on FanDuel, you know, and they do free games all the time. So it's kind of fun with fantasy already. And with the basketball, you don't have to watch the games, but I love, like, the good games that's going to start happening after the All-Star break and everybody plays serious. There's no tournament in-season tournament no more. Everything's back to just who's got the best players. You know, they take less games off, and you know, I'm excited. Just quick, my take on basketball is who's the top player. We still got LeBron playing, we got KD playing, we got Steph playing, we got a lot of, you know, but those guys are going over towards the 40 age. LeBron's already 40. And I'm not dissing. This is like some historic stuff he does. He's averaging 25, 8, and 10, basically, whatever. That's like top five still in the league. I don't know how people can even diss him anymore. I never dissed. I just made sure I know he had to win before I can crown him the greatest on the court, you know. So I'm happy he won all those championships and he helped, you know, three different franchises. So I can't diss him. He's definitely top four ever. KD's up there with just being high level skill guy, and Steph changed the game. He basically started a 4-point debate. The two have a 4-point line, and it's gonna be different probably in the future. Not right away, but definitely after he retired, they might change it. And it's just gonna be big. And if they change, it's gonna be a lot of people complaining. But it is what it is. If you're shooting for half court, you should have 4 points. That's what I think. And that's pretty much it. I think the new person to me, Shea Alexander, is already. I like when I get my prediction right, which a lot of the time I'm right when it comes to picking who's gonna be next. Like when Kobe them was like at the top, I was like, KD's gonna be the best player ever. Like not ever, but he's gonna replace. But it was LeBron was already crowned over Kobe. I don't know, y'all know how that went. Kobe only got, I think, one or two MVPs, and he got robbed when he got in trouble, you know, had some legal problems, and he got robbed that year. He should have definitely had two, but that's just how it went. And KD got a couple. He won a couple championships. You know, it was still a lot of people in the league over, you know, when it comes to that transition, and he still had LeBron and Carmelo and all those guys, still D-Wade, all them playing at the same time, so... That's what a big the biggest thing now is who's new. Like I said, Shea Alexander. I like Tatum. Tatum's pretty tough. He got a complete game. I just think his defensive presence sometimes lacks. I think Shea plays the defensive side very tough. That's why he started off just earning his stripes as getting minutes. From what I can understand, he was playing like heavy defense on the perimeter, and he's too long on the outside. And like I said, Wembanyama, he just came in the league. He's a generational player, or they're giving him an opportunity to be a generational player. I think people have the same skill set that came right after him into like this draft, and like some young guys that's like Houston, Jalen Green, and I forgot the other guy. It's a couple guys on that team that could be superstars easily. So it's just the NBA is just looking different every more and more, and it's going to be big. I think I like the versatility of the players that we have. It's going to be new names. It's going to be a new sale of who's going to be the face of the league. So it's still up for debate. And like I said, them guys, LeBron, them not going to be around for long. I'll give them 5 years, all of them. They're going to be over the superstar number, if you say per se. And that'll probably, when it comes to sports, like I said, I'm going to be discussing so much. And y'all just stay tuned, man. I'm going to give y'all a lot of stats, a lot of predictions when it comes to that realm, that part of the entertainment world. We're going to go right into our second song. It's going to be today. We're going to go with Warren G. Regulators. Like I said, it's going to be heavy hip-hop, heavy R&B, a little bit of pop. I like some old school rock. I might throw it in there. So we're going to see about this music tip. And right into it, Warren G.
Regulators. Regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some scourge for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers want some heat, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to pick up better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
All right, and we're back. And I want to appreciate everybody. Like I said, it's going to be old school music. I'm actually a big Warren G. I won't say a Warren G fan, but I'm a fan of like that 90s West Coast like sound. So, you know, I don't stay on the West Coast, so it's a lot of new school I probably haven't heard of and listened to, so I'm not dissing y'all on that. I just got it. The more I'm in the realm of in this environment, I'm going to hear more music. I'm going to hear different types of music, and it's going to be cool. And going into, like I was saying earlier, I'm still kind of unofficial member of Round the World because I did, you know, start off with them. But what I was talking about yesterday was the 2016 versus 2025 inauguration speech. And we kind of went into it, and I was just giving off facts of, I was giving off his exact quotes of what he said from those two examples of what he was saying compared to what he's saying now. It was pretty much about the same. You know, he critiqued. I mean, he obviously have grown. He has grown into something different from what he started off with, and he have to make corrections. And like one of his first corrections was to sign the executive order to basically wants to take away food stamps and funding for college and schools, and that's basically what the executive orders was that went to court, and the courts denied his executive order, which is what I was speaking on when I was talking about checks and balances. There's always somebody that can stop even the person that has the highest authority if it's not in the best interest of the people. So don't be afraid to really like vote when you guys are voting people in office, and you guys are voting people to represent you in the cities and the states. Make sure they have the masses okay, and make sure we're not just going by the old ways, and we have done our research, and we could put people in office on the ground that go out to the Capitol Hill and speak for us, that they have the same you know, mindset and vision for your community and your leadership, the people of leadership and authority in your states and your cities and your towns. Make sure those people have the same vision as you. So when he went in there and signed that executive order and it got canceled, that means we had the right people in the courthouse and the right people who. And we had enough people in place to stop that right away. And I'm my biggest thing for what I was saying, it's the system is already a system. Like I was speaking on, we've been in the system for, it's like I said, it was official 1776, July 4th. That's when they labeled the United States of America. And that's 200 and something years ago, 200, I think it's close to 250 years. And I just realized like, it was clearly before 250 years that they formed this what we call United States, but it became official when everybody had enough people to say, this is what we're calling it and this is where we're going with. And to add that, I don't like to like throw stuff out there, but United States is a extension of London. Well, it was when it first was created. That is the European area that the United States. Basically, you know, when you start a business and you have an LLC or you're cutting hair or you work for yourself, when London went against Great Britain, which it says this in the they didn't say London went against Great Britain, but basically what the home base for United States America, what we know as United States America, was London, and they went against Britain. And this is just in my words, so it could be screwed a different way or looked at a certain way, but this is how it looked to me. And when they people don't really realize that we don't even check in with quote unquote London or whatever a lot often. So some people don't even realize that we work for London. You know, United States works for London. That's what I'm getting to. Like it's like the LLC that London, it had their biggest LLC London has is the United States of America, basically. So, y'all look at it like it's a business, and we all have opportunities. And we were speaking on like immigration and all that, and people putting borders up. Like, I ain't trying to like, I want people to have a sense of pride by just being here and having opportunity. And I don't complain. I don't necessarily complain. I just look at it like it's very imbalanced. They practice very old school tactics and very destructive tactics sometimes, and we have to make sure we're, like I said, have the right people in place. Again, we should not be attacking people who don't have much. So many people in America have had their lights took down. When I say light, meaning they're just for having too much, what do you call it? I'm looking for the correct word. I don't want to say in something like to, if you have too much influence, that's what I was looking at. The word is influence. The influence, and say like, I have a lot of influence out here in the real world, not on internet, like just being me, just the things I've actually done in the real world have influence. Okay, they created social media, and I'm getting a little bit off topics from politics. I'm just giving you an example of something. They made a social media for people who they don't necessarily have the ability of somebody just walking around passing out positive energy and coming up with creative and great experience with groups of people and just like have that firsthand event happen. And I just think that when they created social media, so many people who don't have that ability got credit for people who do have that ability, and those roles were switched and swapped out, and we it's so much stuff being created in a frame and time. Like, you just got to have the right people in the right place, and we got to realize the difference between people who do stuff in real life and people who just talking over the internet, and the people who have gotten in position from having messed up tactics and just being in position because they have money or they took some money and they made this person pay this money. Just like, it's a reason why he's there and how he got there, and this person got here and that person got there. And like I said, I'm a very fact-based person, and if it happened, it happened. If it didn't, it didn't. So, you know, I just look at it from that way. It's going to be more political topics. I don't want to go rambling about nothing. So, like I said, we got to make sure we stay on top of that executive order that was blocked, because clearly the judges don't agree with that. And this is going to be the last song of the day. We're going to do Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison, and this is going to be the last song, and we got the last segment and topic we're going to be discussing.
Story told. Baby, now I got the flow, 'cause I know it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to come again and show you that I'd win. Your lies are mine. All those times I said that I love you. Your lies are mine. Yes, I try. Yes, I try. Your lies are mine. Even though you knew I'd die for you. Things you know, so baby, let's take it.
happily while I sing my comeback song. Your lies on me,
she said she'd never turn on me.
Your lies on me,
but you did, but you did.
Your lies on me,
all this pain you said I'd never be.
Your lies on me,
but I do, but I do, do, do.
Return of the man, return of the man,
hold on.
Return of the man,
don't you know?
You know that I've been bad.
Here I go.
Return of the man,
a little girl.
Return of the man,
what's my pearl?
Return of the man,
up and down.
You know that I've been bad.
Round and round.
Your big break.
Your lies on me.
She said she'd never turn on me.
Your lies on me.
But you did, but you did.
Your lies on me.
All this pain you said I'd never be.
Your lies on me.
But I do, but I do, do, do.
Return of the man.
All right, y'all, that's Return of the Mac. I actually enjoy that song. I think it's Mark Morrison. That's who made that song. So I like that song. That's an R&B song from the 90s. I think it's the 90s. I'm a 90s baby, but yeah, that's a song I enjoy. I like that song. It reminds me of when I would be just driving around my mom and my dad, them back in the days. Listening to music at parties with my family and stuff. So, you know, those type of songs I always be vibing to. So, every now and again. But today, we're going to talk about, I'm going to end it on a light note. We kind of went a little, you know, deep, little deep. I still think it's surface based when I be speaking because I got a lot to say. But, I don't want to get too deep. I don't want to impede on nobody's vision and what they see from society. So I just want to open the doors up to see this is the top, this is the middle, this is the bottom, this is how they're positioning things and making it things seem. So real quick, we're going to end the show on time today still. So we're going to go just, I'm just going to speak on the two new movies I just recently watched, the Lion King movie, and I always forget the name of the other movie I watched, Lion King and, oh yeah, One of Them Days and those two movies were okay. Lion King, I'm gonna just go right into it. I think the Lion King, the Mufasa, it was Lion King Mufasa. Ever since I was little, my favorite movie was Lion King. So I'm just happy they told the story of the dad and what I got from it. It was basically how they built him up and when we were kids, when he watched his dad being strong, tough, brave, like the leader of the whole Pride Land and all that. And I just love the details of how they got to Pride Land and what it was called before Pride Land and just how Mufasa and Scar became Mufasa and Scar. It was just very detailed. And then it kept it light with the little kids listening to Rafiki and just telling the story time. It was very cool how they set it up. And it was a lot of comic part of a very serious topic, basically Simba was having another child and they you know, basically like showed that, like, it was a lot going on. I rated it a 9.5 out of 10. Like I said, I'm a big Lion King fan. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to stuff that I like. So if I gave it a 9.5, it's worth watching. And I like the lyrics of the new music they had in there. It just was cool. You know, it was a lot of soul in it. Like, they put a lot of effort into the story of it. We might run a little over, but I'm trying to keep it till 1 o'clock today. And like I said, this is my first day. I got a little bit of leeway from my teacher, my person that's overwatching what I'm doing. Like I said, 9 out of 10. Keep it quick. Y'all should go take your kids to see it. It's very family oriented. Definitely worth the watch and worth the money. Okay, we said it correct, because I don't want to. I'm a big fan of these girls who did this movie. One of Them Days. Excellent movie. I think, if I rated it, I'm very honest, it'll be between a 7.5 and an 8. I like the exaggerations. You know, when stuff happens every day to everyday people, the exaggerations was grade A. And the reason why I lowered it is because they showed so many during the previews. It wasn't a long movie, so I don't think they rushed it. I just think, you know, they knew they didn't have to this is why I get sometimes, like, I know they put a lot of effort in. I'm not saying they didn't put effort into their acting, because they did great at acting. So, but they didn't have to try hard. You know, when you've seen some over and over, you've seen stories or you heard, and because I know these girls are pretty famous already, so, but they've been in situations where it's been like, oh, my ghetto cousin did this, like, you know, and they tell a story and their friends did, you know, just telling these stories and listening and knowing stuff. And like, I felt like they hit points on stuff happening all the time. And it's just like that small little circle of like that urban city, like being like, even what their projects was called, it was just so funny. Like, and then like the people was like going into the girl's house, and her house is like perfectly built. They got AC. It was just funny. It's really how, like, it was a good blend of what happened in the 80s and 90s with the new age. And like, it was just dope. So I enjoyed the movie a lot. Like I said, I would rate it an 8. It was a lot of star power. It could be 8.5. Now that I think, when you rethink, I only watched it once. I watched it probably more than once. I probably would bump it up. But, you know, it's just like the little small things. But that's it for today. I appreciate y'all listening. Like I said, it's Lod Talk, the radio show. So y'all stay tuned. I want y'all to really go out in the school, definitely in my school. I want y'all to really support the people who doing radio. Like I said, I got some people who, we're in the same time slot. On Tuesday is Round the World. And like I said, I don't know if I'm going to be talking on it. I'm definitely going to be paying attention. And definitely my show, Lod Talk, the radio show, your host, Ira Bush. Don't forget, if y'all see me in around school campus, I've been at least 3 campuses. So y'all know I'm trying to get around to all the campuses. It's one way out the way, but I'm going to try to get there. And I'm definitely excited about this semester. Hopefully, you know, I do well. And I appreciate y'all. And that's it for today. I'll see y'all next Wednesday.